Okay. Now, there's only one other last requirement, and that is we'd like to get the L.A. Memorial Choir in on this one. Are you guys... I guess you're game. You've been game all night. Okay? Now, it's a low part, but it builds up. Last statement is that this song starts out with an absolutely brilliant Chet Atkins guitar lick that it took me about 4 hours to steal, and I wish you'd appreciate it when it comes by. It was just after dark when the truck started down the hill it leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas, carrying 30,000 pounds, hitting Big John with a banana. The young driver just out on his second job, and he was trying the next day's pace to prove everyone in that cold Star City where children play without despair in backyard slack piles, and folks manage to eat each day just about 30,000 pounds of banana. Should have seen, saying, "Chip the low gear, a $50 fine, my friend." He was thinking perhaps about the warm breath woman who was reading at the journey's end. He started down the 2 mile drop, a curving road that wound from the top of the hill. He was pushing on through the shortened miles. They ran down to the depot, just a few more miles.
You guessed it. Thank God you're here. Now, some of you may think that it would be easy to write a song like this, but it isn't. See, most great works of art have a theme that holds them together. This song doesn't. As a matter of fact, I had a great deal of trouble ending it. As a matter of fact, the first ending was like this. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. And if that wasn't enough, yes, we have no bananas.
Bananas in Scranton, PA.
Now, I was very proud of that ending. And with much anticipation, I sang it for the guys in the group and my brothers. And their reaction was best summed up by my brother Tom, who said, Harry, it sucks. Well, I was devastated. But I went back to my lonely writer's garret and decided that I would try again and come up with a new ending. Since it was a country and western song, maybe I could write a country ending. Something about motherhood this time, because the song already had a truck. Something with weeping steel guitars, wailing fiddles, and an incredible banjo part. And something with harmony sung by, you guessed it, the L.A. Memorial Choir. You'll see your part when it comes by. A woman walks into her room where her child lies sleeping, sleeping. And when she sees his eyes are closed, she sits there silently weeping. I see gay liberation has hit L.A. And though she lives in Scranton, Pennsylvania, 3,000 munchkins and a troll, she never, ever eats. Not one of 30,000 pounds. Sounds like the Mormon tubercular choir out there. Well, the sad truth is, no matter how loudly and how lovelily, if that's a word, you say of bananas, it doesn't alter in the least the fact that when I sang that ending for my brothers and the guys in the group, their reaction was best summed up by my brother Steve, who said,
No, no, Harry, you've got to be kidding me.
What?
You really expect that to end the song? I mean, it's nice, Harry. I mean, the words are potentially harmless. The music is a lot... It's pleasant. But I think Tom's definitely right. It sucks.
I was brokenhearted. And once more, I went back to my writer's room and decided finally that honesty was the best policy, and I would end the song the way I found out about it in the first place. And that was coming on a Greyhound bus through Scranton, Pennsylvania in 1965. Like this. Oh. You see, the man that told me about it on the bus says it went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. You know, he shrugged his head, he shrugged his shoulders, said, and this is exactly what he said. He said, boy, boy, it sure must have been something. Just imagine 30,000 pounds of banana. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds of mashed banana. A banana. A banana.